Good afternoon, everyone. I think for many of us who have been here before, we realize that the format of this meeting tends to be a bit more discussion-oriented. So what I'm thinking of doing is for the first 5 minutes, and there's some people who are here now who probably were not here on Sunday. So I'm going to spend 5 minutes, no more than 5 minutes, recapping what I saw, what I got from the meeting from Sunday. And my brothers are going to give me a five-minute count. If I go over that, I want a sort of a signal that I've gone too long.
Okay? Four will open up.
Right. 5 minutes. That's all. After that, then we will look at today's topic, which will be responses to conflict. And then finally, we will wrap up towards the end. I think we're going to have, time is going to be an issue based on what I actually prepared and read. Now, for those of you who are here on Sunday, the principal passages were in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and then chapter 3, and then chapter 4. And what I saw there was, there was obviously conflict there. There were divisions in that assembly. And Paul, in chapter 1, was given the inference that there were some who were saying that I was of Paul, I was of Apollos, and so forth. In chapter 4, however, when you read it, you get the impression that they weren't really saying that they were Paul or Apollos, that he was using them as examples. There were probably prominent people in that assembly for whom people were following. People were following these gifted individuals. Now, this is what I got. When I read chapter 4, I see that the real core of this whole thing was pride. There was a sense of pride there, and people were following this person or that person, the other person. And that created some real problems. Something else I also got was the fact that in chapter 3, he said he couldn't speak to them as spiritual, but they were carnal. And obviously that means they were fleshy. And something we didn't mention is that there are basically three types of people in this world. There are those who are natural, not born again, have no life in them. And then there are those who are Christians, but are controlled by the flesh, carnal. And then there are those who are spiritual. But something that is interesting in chapter 3 was that because of their carnality, he couldn't feed them. He couldn't give them the food that he had for them. So really, carnality affected their appetites. And it was, in reality, the divisions were a symptom showing that this was what was going on in their hearts. So those were some of the big ones that I got. And then I think we also went back into the Old Testament and saw that the real origin of pride and so on was Satan. And that started from there. So I think those were the highlights for me. I'm not sure if anybody else wants to add before I move on. But those are some of the key things. There was division. People were following men and so on. Today, what I've got before me, if you look at your little packets, today we're going to be looking at how people respond to conflict. And the primary passage in Genesis chapter 13. But I would like us to actually, before we get to that, look at Genesis chapter 3 for a few minutes. And I think that Steve started us off with that last time as well. But I would like to start us in Genesis chapter 3. And I would like someone to read from verse 10 simply through to from verse 7 to verse 10. Genesis chapter 3, reading from verse 7 to verse 10.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.
Okay. So when I read this, I mean, we've read it several times before, but in the context of what we have today, how people respond to conflict, I want to let us think in terms of two individuals. We think of God, and we think of Adam in this example. Okay? I believe this is where conflict, from our point of view, from the time sin came into this scene, there was conflict, I believe, vertical, between us and God. I think that's where I'm starting from. There's conflict. Naturally speaking, man is at enmity with God. It's not the other way around. It's the issues on our side. We are at war with him. So let's look at this just to see how did Adam respond? How did Adam respond? Look at this and see for yourself. How did Adam respond to this conflict that came in? And I think this is fundamental to where human beings, because Adam represents all of us, naturally speaking. But how does Adam respond in this situation?
Hid and covered up.
Give me a verse for that.
Verse 10. I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.
So we see fear comes in. He's afraid. Mm-hmm. So that's what I see. Fear. But look at verse 7. What did they do to sort of remedy their problem? Verse 7, what did they do?
Sewed fig leaves together.
They sewed fig leaves together. And don't you think that there's a lot of that today amongst human beings? Right? That people sort of cover up their nakedness, if you want to call it that. There's real enmity between us and God. And we cover ourselves up with things that we make. Notice that in that verse 7, they sewed fig leaves together, made themselves coverings. Right? They made themselves coverings. They were afraid. They hid from God. That was their response. They hid from God. Right? Now, what was God's response to this conflict? And I think this is, I'm saying to you, I believe that I learned something from this. What was God's response from this conflict? What did God do? Was that?
He went and found where they were.
God showed the initiative. He took the initiative. If you read in verse 9, then the Lord God called Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" Right? God came up to them, as it were. God came looking for them. I'm just, and I read this. This was not part of our initial the verses that we had here. But as I looked at that, I see it. That this conflict, and I believe, and I'm a visual person in terms of things that I try to do. I'm not an artist, folks. I'm not an artist, and that's noisy. But I see, therefore, I put the Lord here. If there is conflict vertical, there is going to be very likely conflict horizontally. Right? If there's conflict going this way towards God, there's going to be conflict with our fellow man. So I see that this is where conflict, it started in terms of the human family. And I noticed, as I said before, man, look at man's response. Hate themselves, right? They are afraid, a fear comes in. They cover themselves. But God's response is to come out for them, come out toward them. I'm not sure if others want to add anything before I move on to the next passage, but this to me is fundamental.
Can you also add shame to their response?
Right, yeah. Go ahead, give me the verse.
Well, just the inferences, they hid themselves. Verse 8, Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden.
So in conflict, what I was going to take from this is that in conflict, if you're looking at how people respond, in conflict, I would believe that as we go through many examples that we're going to look at, I believe that somebody has to take the initiative. That's what I've seen personally. And in man's case, there was a shame, there was fear, there was all these different things, and men today are still trying to sow fig leaves together. Many people are still running from God, hiding from God.